This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Amy Scott. Chinese President Xi Jinping is in Europe this week. Today he met with the head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, and the president of France, Emmanuel Macron. The conversation they had is one that the U.S. has had with China as well, about overcapacity, the idea that China is flooding the world with underpriced products, something China denies. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour reports.
Overcapacity is kind of a fuzzy word, and that's saying a lot for an economic term. Jeffrey Gertz is a senior fellow at the Center for a New American Security.
At a basic level, overcapacity is really just too much production and too little demand.
It's the idea that a country has subsidized or propped up its industry so much that they're drowning in products. Ilaria Matsoko is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
And therefore, you tend to have a surge of exports, often at a lower cost, that are undermining basically industries elsewhere.
This is what the U.S. and Europe are saying that China is doing with electric vehicles and a lot of other industries related to clean energy, flooding countries with leftovers and potentially justifying U.S. and European retaliation.
I think it's an excuse for protectionism.
Nicholas Lardy is a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. He says when it comes to electric vehicles, there isn't overcapacity. China's just better at making them, and the U.S. and Europe are bitter, which is basically what China says, too.
They got started in the industry earlier. They're far and away the largest market. The very successful firms such as BYD, remember, Warren Buffett invested in BYD more than a decade ago. He saw this coming.
But Jeffrey Gertz at the Center for a New American Security says it's not just about electric cars. China does pump up its manufacturers with cheap credit and tax benefits, and that's messing with international markets, he says.
Chinese companies may be operating at a loss for a very long time, but are not necessarily incentivized to exit the market, as would otherwise happen. You have just kind of a continual sort of excess reserve, as it were, of production, and you are incentivized to continue producing, even if the market is telling you there's no need for it.
Overcapacity is a problem that has been identified by the Chinese government itself in official reports going back a decade, says Jeremy Chan, senior analyst at the Eurasia Group.
Now that Beijing has signaled in the last 6 weeks or so that overcapacity doesn't really exist, that it's some sort of a myth now concocted by the West when it wasn't a myth in the government work report 2 months ago, I think that we're headed towards a darker or more difficult place.
Expect more trade restrictions from Europe and possibly the U.S. because what was a debatable economic question has now entered the world of politics. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.